Well, I mean, if we talk about some of the big achievement and successes for South Sudan, and I think South Sudan has been a generous country for refugees despite all the COVID challenges, the flooding and the food insecurity. South Sudan continues to host more than 330,000 refugees. That's a little known story about South Sudan, but it's a very generous country for refugees, many of them from Sudan, but also from Ethiopia, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Central African Republic. And I think we continue to really express our appreciation to the government and people of South Sudan in that regard. We also have supported solutions for refugees. Some of them returned on voluntarily from many countries around South Sudan. Those are South Sudan refugees. And also, you know, more than 6,000 internally displaced persons made it back to their home of origin. And so those are some of the highlights and things that really makes us happy. And we have seen also increased interest on the part of development actors like World Bank and others to really come and invest on in solutions and other development project relating to refugees. And so overall, as even as UNHCR, despite all the challenge, we see areas and pockets of hope for South Sudan refugees to come and establish themselves and find peace and tranquility and build their lives back to normal. So those are things that really keep us positive. And in 2021, things that really kept us looking at South Sudan and the refugees' response positively.
Right. So what are some of the biggest successes that you have registered?
And as I said, the biggest, success is really to work with South Sudan government to make sure that all these refugees are protected in South Sudan. And so South Sudan complied with international standards norms. We supported South Sudan government and build capacities in making sure that these standards are kept. We supported those IDPs and refugees who really want to go back home and to facilitate their build their life back to normal. As I said, this year, only 6,000 IDPs who have been in displacement for multiple years to go back to their homes, and also working with development actors, we are like identifying areas where we can invest more. Many refugees in South Sudan have gone to school, and in fact, this year, many of those refugees have scored high grades in secondary school. We have supported many women with livelihood programs across South Sudan, especially in those areas in Mabad and Jamjang, which host a large number of refugees. And we set up community structures to really fight and battle sexual violence. And we are happy to see that the government has decided to establish an important judicial body to prosecute and address sexual violence against women. And in fact, recently we have seen a case being decided against perpetrator of sexual violence against refugees. So those are some of the highlights in terms of our achievement. But these are not UNHCR's achievement only. These are achievement of the government and our partners across the sector. Yeah.
Right. So what is UNHCR's plan for 2022?
In 2022, we plan to really building on really the challenges and the successes, and also really reviewing the challenges that we have faced this year, is really to support refugees and IDPs and those who are at the risk of statelessness to really be resilient against, you know, COVID. And so we are creating awareness, as especially at this moment where we are experiencing resurgence of incidents. We are using our community structure to create awareness and how to prevent COVID, and also to be resilient in this, to maintain our services and really make sure that schools are open for refugees, services are open. We also want to really build climate resilient programs, especially as we face this devastating floods in many of our areas where we are operating, be it on IDPs and refugee programs. And so we also would really focus on what we call these pockets of project. These are areas at PIAMS level and village level, identify areas where refugees are returning, IDPs are returning. How can we work better with UNMISS? How can we work better with development actors? And all this to really help refugees to benefit from livelihood programs. Mm-hmm. And so those are some of our plans, but our plans are not programs that we implement as just UNHCR, but really based on community structures and involving IDPs and refugees and also with our partners. And so those are our plans. We are not afraid to fail. We are not afraid to face challenges, because these are very challenging times, as you see when you talk about COVID, when you talk about insecurity in some of areas, when you talk about food insecurity that our refugees and IDPs are facing. These are incredibly difficult challenges, but we have seen the resilience of refugees. We have seen the resilience of our partners, especially at the national, local level. So we are hopeful as we transition into 2022.
Right, and of course, hope is what we have to cling on. So what is your message to the people of South Sudan, especially those who live as IDPs and refugees in the neighboring countries?
The first thing is, you know, being refugees, being IDP is quite a challenging environment. We have seen refugees who have been in displacement since the birth of South Sudan, and some of them even prior to the birth of South Sudan as a young country. Some of them have been refugees in this country. So children are born and now they are teenagers in camps. And these are not easy things. But at the same time, we have seen the resilience and power young people have, those who are in refugee in the IDP camps. Mm-hmm. And so our message is to those is, you know, don't give up. And many of them are not looking for handouts. They are looking for opportunities to develop their skills, to find something that's that helps them to be employed. And so that's something that we will support them with, together working with the government and development actors. But the message is one and one, and that is rely on your capacity and build on, and don't give up. And in the communities, really build your own structures and advocate for your rights, and so that we don't encourage this dependence on aid, but rather really build and support those refugees and IDPs in those. And then we just to reassure them that we'll remain and working with them to support them to find solutions to battle COVID and to promote access to services, and really also for those community structures to really acknowledge diversity of these refugees. You know, like to empower the most vulnerable, the women and children, people with disabilities, people with illnesses, people who have been neglected and sidelined in the households, people who are not really given a fair chance to benefit from what's available. So it's also to encourage community structures to really be open to this kind of diversity of interest among their own communities, and also to look for opportunities. As we face food insecurity, for example, if we can promote access to land, working with the government, and if refugees producing their own goods and fruits and food, and not only will they be self-reliant, but also can be also something for market. So those are some of the messages we have for the refugees and IDP communities.
Thank you so much, Alehon Abebe, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and I wish you all the best.